I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Mark and T. Hammery. They're one of several couples that are taking part in a special fundraising event called Dancing with Our Stars Redemption. We found out more about what it's all about with Mark and T. Hammery.
It's a fundraiser for the UP Hospice Foundation, specifically the Make a Memory program, and they hold a Dancing with Our Stars competition every year. Mm-hmm. They invite eight local dancing couples. They pair them with a pro, and they spend some time learning a specific dance, and they hold a dance competition, and we also raise funds for the hospice.
And this has become exceptionally popular as an event. Now, you guys are back in it. Tell me about this redemption theme.
So, we didn't win in 2015. So, those of us that didn't win were asked to come back and compete for, this is the fifth year.
Right.
So the fifth year they thought it'd be great, and the eight couples competed in
so it's all returnees this year.
Yeah.
And they're gonna give it a go. What's your dance this time around?
We all draw out of a jug, and we drew the Viennese waltz.
Really?
Yes.
And lots of spinning.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how's that coming together?
It's tough for old people like us, but fortunately we have a wonderful dance pro. Maureen Sullivan is our pro, and she is amazing. So she's very, very patient with us. So we've learned a heck of a lot in just a few weeks.
Our sponsors are Dramamine.
I like that. I'm sure there is a lot of that twirling and swirling, that kind of thing. Yes. Now, not only is it a little bit different by doing this redemption theme, but there are some other changes, aren't there?
There are. This year, they decided to go for two nights. So it's May 24th and 25th. It's a Wednesday and a Thursday. There are tickets still left for Wednesday night, very few. So there were just a lot of people that said they couldn't get tickets in the past. So they opened it up to two nights, and we're really excited.
Mm-hmm. And there's also other opportunities for folks to help give with this as well, because it ultimately is a fundraiser. And if people are looking for some of those tickets, what's a good way to get those right now?
You can call 225-4545 and get tickets for Wednesday night. You can also go online on their website at uphomehealth.org, and they have a list of all the different teams on there. You can vote for your favorite team. It's $10 per vote.
Team Hammery.
Vote Team Hammery, of course. All the money goes to
hospice.
Wait.
Is this political advertising? I gotta make a record of that. No, but that's the way it works, is all the teams are individually fundraising as well, and you can vote and give that way.
Correct. Oh, yeah. They're doing a ton of fundraisers, and the great thing this year is we're working together. Everybody supports everybody else. You'll see people attending each other's fundraisers and supporting each other on Facebook and helping each other out, and
we're doing fundraisers together.
A couple of fundraisers. We did a lip sync battle about a month ago, mm-hmm. With a couple of the other teams out at the Holiday Inn, and so it's everybody working together and having fun.
In the studio this morning with Mark and T. Hammery, they are one of the couples in Dancing with Our Stars Redemption, which is a fundraiser that is helping out the UP Hospice Foundation. Is that what it is officially called? Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about that. Because in terms of helping out, this all helps out with hospice, which I know we talked about with this with you guys a couple years ago when you did this, but hospice is getting to be better known and a better option right now. You did this a couple of years ago. Why did you say yes when they asked this time again?
Go ahead. They got to her first. That's why we said yes again.
You know, we're so passionate about the organization. The first year we did it, the stories that people shared with us and the connections we made with complete strangers, to be in the grocery store and have someone thank you for raising money and being the voice of hospice is probably the most powerful feeling you'll have. And so when they asked us, there was no hesitation in saying yes.
As you did this, did you find it surprising how many people this actually does touch?
It's amazing. I don't think there's a person everyone you talk to has been affected by hospice. Somehow they've helped them. Finding out in my own family, I didn't know that hospice had come in to help some family members, and it's just so comforting for us as well as the families that use hospice.
And that's how this all works, is this is a fundraiser for that effort. And you guys are one of several couples that are taking part in this. Mm-hmm. Mark, what are the details again, when and where? Because it sounds like you've got some tickets left, but they're going fast.
Right. There are tickets available for the Wednesday night show. It's a two-night, May 24th and 25th. There are tickets available for Wednesday night. They can call 225-4545 to get tickets, or you can go on the website and get all the information, or to vote for couples online, help out that way, make a donation. It's uphomehealth.org. That's got all the details about pricing and everything. And we've also got a fundraiser coming up next Friday, April 7th at Synergy Fitness, so we're having an 80s workout party.
And
so
this is something that I think a lot of people in the community are seeing, is all of you couples are doing individual fundraisers
right.
to put money together. But as you mentioned, you're all working together as well.
Yes, we are all working together. We've done several couples have gotten together and held fundraisers together. We have one coming up in May 6th, which will be downtown Marquette, and we're working with a couple, several of the other couples, to pull that off as well.
Well, it's a great effort that you guys are taking part in, and thanks for what you're doing with it, and good luck, and keep us posted. Mark, before we cut you guys loose, what's the phone number and website again?
225-4545, and the website is uphomehealth.org.
That's the comments of Mark and T. Hamery. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.